From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A 24-year-old Chico man was in court Thursday facing a preliminary hearing for allegedly murdering a Southern Humboldt couple over stolen marijuana. Police say Ulysses Rodriguez is accused of shooting Jeremy Kummel and his girlfriend Tiffany Elbrecht to death, then burning their bodies in their vehicle at a marijuana grow site in the China Creek area. Reportedly, Rodriguez was in charge of the grow site and the victims lived in a trailer on the property and worked for Rodriguez. A Humboldt County woman missing since Wednesday found in Washington State. Diana Hahn had taken off after renting a van. She had been tracked through several states before she was taken into custody. There had been a GoFundMe page set up to help cover search expenses, and it far exceeded its $5,000 goal. Her family will travel to where she is because during her disappearance, she had several run-ins with authorities and faces charges. Hahn reportedly deals with extreme paranoia. Well, there is a measure on the table in Arcata that would dictate how a firearm can be stored in a home. Some students at the North Coast Preparatory and Performing Arts Academy brought the measure to lawmakers. It would require firearms to be kept either on a person, within reach of a person, disabled with a trigger lock, or locked in a safe. One person who spoke up against the proposal argued it would result in warrantless search and seizure of people's homes. Well, Six Rivers National Forest announcing the release of the Six Rivers Aquatic Restoration Project Draft Environmental Assessment to aid in the recovery of North Coast salmon and steelhead and to enhance habitat for other aquatic species. The draft proposes implementing a suite of in-stream and riparian habit restoration actions that would reconnect and enhance spawning and rearing habitats and improve habitat complexity alongside streams, ponds, and lakes. The funding for the draft was provided through a grant from the California Coastal Conservancy through the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council. Humboldt State University hitting on some benchmarks set by CSU in terms of graduation rates. Among them, the four-year graduation rate for first-time freshmen has increased from 14.5% in 2015 to 20.9% this year. The six-year graduation rate for first-time freshmen from 45.6% in 2015 to 51.8%. The two-year graduation rate for transfer students, 26.3% to 37.8%. And the four-year graduation rate for transfer students from 68.5% in 2015 to 75.4% this year. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.